ever since I was a child, I really have been one of those people that probably they qualify them as super palates. Those people who really have a much more sensitive perceptual awareness of flavor. And even when I was a child, I remember telling my mother, this has too much oil, or this is the wrong temperature, or going out someplace and really liking. I would hang around supermarkets in terms of the smell of the sawdust and seeing the fish. And my great uncle had an oyster farm, and we used to eat raw oysters for breakfast. And I used to eat raw eggs and blood sausages. Now, these aren't the usual, normal, you know, children, kiddies foods. So I think that early on, I was at least the world of food and taste and perception was highly important to me in terms of sometimes artists are attracted to color or maybe musicians are attracted to sound. I was attracted to taste and smell. And from that, I never really did anything with it for a long time until I went actually to college. Although I have to say one thing, that in my early years, I was exposed to a lot of ethnic foods. So what I didn't develop is a very narrow perceptual prejudice palette of what was good and what was bad. We went to Mexico as a child. I would eat in families that were in the academic community that were from India or Africa. So I had a family that exposed me to a large range of flavors. And what I liked wasn't usually just one type of food, but I always liked spicy foods. And I really, really liked really strong, spicy flavors. So when I went to college or went to the University of California, Berkeley, I started to cook for myself. I had never actually cooked at all. Some people say, you know, they've been cooking since 5 or 6. I actually never cooked anything. I was always interested in food and, you know, would always talk about food. I can remember people telling me, you know, you shouldn't talk about food so much. It's kind of that Puritan culture growing up. Don't play with your food. Don't smell your food. Don't talk about food. Don't eat with your hands. And unfortunately, children are not led to really believe that they should explore their world of food. So often we don't develop our body consciousness in terms of taste and smell. But I started to cook at Berkeley when I had an apartment. I was living by myself, and it was either hamburgers, you know, for 4 more years or, you know, sort of frozen foods, and really went out and bought a James Beard paperback cookbook, opened it up, and it was a curry. And I went and made my first curry, you know, just followed the instructions and trusted my own taste. I think that's the thing, is I had enough taste memories growing up and a good sense of composition and balance that I was not afraid to cook. And even when I made a mistake, mistake is something we, you know, you really don't make in cooking. I think some things are better or worse, but they don't really make mistakes unless you burn something or something like that. Got into graduate school in anthropology. I studied cross-cultural aesthetics. I studied psychological anthropology. I was teaching at Berkeley in culture of Japan, art and culture and personality. And actually, as a foil to doing a lot of theoretical academic work, I ended up cooking more and more and more and more and doing more intricate dishes. And I would travel. I lived in Indonesia. I lived in North Africa. Lived in Guatemala. And of course, those areas certainly affected my palate. And I would come back really learning the flavors of those areas and incorporating them into my cuisine.